Today's daf is Bav Basra, daf Kuf Lamed Hey. We left off in daf Kuf Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. We are up to, I wasn't here yesterday, so we're going to pick up from about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines from the bottom of the page, Ibayluhu. Last word on the line is Luhu. The Gemara had just established that there's a difference between a person being Neman to say that he was Megarish's wife, in terms of his Ne'emanus L'mafreya, and in terms of his Ne'emanus Mikanu L'haba. Meaning, normally when a person gives a get, it's something that has a kol, people know about it, and therefore, typically, if we don't know anything about it, the proper thing to do is to assume that there was no get. However, if a man claims that he divorced his wife, Mikanu L'haba, he's believed. Because after all, since Mitoch She'yachol L'garsha, if he just wanted to give his wife a get right now, he'd be able to, so it's totally biyado to do right now. So he's ne'eman on something that he could just do right now if he really wanted to. However, l'mafreya, to go back in time and to say that he'd be believed that his wife has been divorced from him for several weeks or several months, well, that's not biyado to do right now. If right now he wanted to make his wife divorce l'mafreya, he wouldn't be able to, and therefore he's not ne'eman l'mafreya. L'mafreya, he has no ne'amanus. That was the chiddush that the Gemara had left off with. In fact, Tosfos, very important kasha that Tosfos asks, and Dibur Maskel Mafreya ein ne'aman, says Tosfos, Tema, Demai Kamashmulin, what's the chiddush that he's not ne'aman l'mafreya? Pshita de ne'aman l'omer l'mafreya garashti ishti. Of course he's not going to be ne'aman to say retroactively that he divorced his wife. She'im haya ne'aman, because if he were believed to say retroactively that he divorced his wife, Mahu ilu chacham b'takana shetiknu zman begitin. Then the whole concept of being mesakin, writing a date in a get, would have been a waste of time. Shoyichap al basachosa, because what's the reason the Rabbanan instituted that you need to put a date in a get? So there are actually two explanations offered in the Gemara Maseches Gittin. Either Mishum Piri, because of Peros, but we're not going to get into that reason now. The other reason is Mishum Basachoso, that if there was no date in a get, we're worried about the following scenario. A man is going to be married to his niece, or Stam, anyone that he has Rachmanos on, but typically the one he'd have most Rachmanos on would be his niece, even if she cheats on him, because even if she was a lousy wife, she's still his niece, so he still has a certain amount of Rachmanos for her based on that relationship. So a man is married to his niece, she cheats on him, the halacha is that she's chayiv misa for cheating on him, so she cheated on him on, let's say, February 1st, the man comes on March 1st and says, I feel bad, they're going to give her misa, so I'm just going to write her a get now. And we'll say that the get was given on January 1st, that she was not an Eishes Ish at the time that she cheated on me. In order to avoid this miscarriage of justice, a person getting around the system because he wants to have Rachmanus al Bas Achoso and save her from a Chiyuv Misa that she really deserves, so the Rabbanan said, no, when you give a get, you need to put Zman in the get. You need to put an actual date in the get. Now, frak the Gemara, what's the chiddush that he's not neman to say, meaning without an actual get in hand, that he's not neman to say, yeah, I divorced her months ago. Of course he's not neman to say I divorced her months ago, because that would defeat the whole purpose of the takana zman begitin. Because now if a man wants to be mechap al basachoso, he won't even have to write a get. All he'll have to do is say, I divorced her months ago, and he'd be believed. So obviously he's not going to be believed by the very fact that we're misaking to put zman in a get. Obviously, that's indicative of the fact that he's not going to be believed to say l'mafreya that he divorced her. Im tizan etachtov du li'olim yichapa shimur gershiya kodem aznus v'yeneman. So says Tosfos, the only way this makes sense is bishlam l'man yamr b'samuch. Dulo palginan dibura, as yishapir disruch lashmina dafilu mikana labaya neman. If you hold that when a man tries to say that he divorced his wife months ago, that he's not even believed mikanul haba, he's not even believed to say that she's divorced from here on in, when his original claim was that he divorced her beforehand, so then I understand that's the chiddush. The chiddush is not that he's not believed going backwards. Of course he's not believed going backwards. The chiddush is that he's not even believed mikanul haba when his claim was that he divorced her backwards. That I understand. But we're going to have a day in the Gemara very shortly that holds Palgin Dibura, and therefore, when a man says, I divorced my wife a month ago, we don't believe the a month ago part, but we do believe the I divorced my wife part. And we believe him going forward. So then Elam Afreya, Dafka ain't Neman, he's only not believed going backward. Kasha de Milsa de Pshiti, then it's very difficult because it really seems to be a Davar Pashut that the guy is not going to be believed, because otherwise we defeat the whole purpose of Zman Begit. So that's the Kasha of Tosus. But either way, the Gemara had certainly concluded yesterday that a man who says he divorced his wife is believed mikana lahaba, is not believed the mafreya. So frek the Gemara, ibayulahu amr le mafreya ma'uli muni lahaba. If a guy says I divorced my wife a month ago, is he believed that she's divorced now? Granted, he's not believed that she was divorced a month ago, but is he believed that she's divorced now? Mi palgim dibura lo palgim dibura. Do we palgim dibura? Do we divide his statement into parts? He says I divorced my wife a month ago. Do we shut him off after the words I divorced my wife? Does it, when he says I divorced my wife, do we believe that part? And then when he says a month ago, we don't believe that part. So do we palgim dibura or not? Rav Mari Ravzid Chalam Palginan Vacharam Amar Lo Palginan. So Rav Mari and Ravzid have machlokas about this. One opinion says Palginan Dibura, the other one says Lo Palginan Dibura. So Frek the Gemara Maishnami de Rava, why is this any different than Rava's case of Palginan Dibura? Da Amar Rava Ishploni Bo Alishti. If a man says that so and so Ruvain had Bia with my wife, Huva Acher Mitstar from Lahargo. So the man whose wife it is, and another guy who was made about Ruvain, are Neman to kill Ruvain for having Bia with his wife. Lahargo v'la lahargo. They're Neman to kill Ruvain, but not to kill the woman. Because after all, the man is not Neman to be made about his own wife, but he's Neman to be made about the guy who slept with his wife. So apparently we see Palginan Dibura, that we believe him about the adulterer, but we don't believe him about his own wife, who's the alleged adulteress. So answers the Gemara, no, that's different. That's not a raya to us, because betray gufe palginan, bechad gufa lo palginan. When it comes to two bodies, we do palginan dibura, and we say he's believed about one and not the other. When it comes to one body, we don't do palginan. What does it mean, trey gufe? So Rashbam says on the bottom line, trey gufe boel v'isha. The boel and the isha are two separate individuals. Palginan de legabe boel anamaminim kala edus. And we believe him legabe the boel, legabe that guf, but not legabe the guf of the isha. B'chad gufa l'mafreu l'abba b'isha achas. But when it's about girashti as ishti, and it's about, do you believe in that this wife was divorced previously, and that she, that same wife, was divorced mikana l'abba, so that we're not going to be mefalik, we're not going to be mechalik, we're not going to divide the testimony into two parts, because it's all about chad guf. That's how the Rashbam understands this concept of trey gufi versus chad gufa. The Ritva says that, no, trey gufi means two gufe eduyos, not two people. It's not that it's about two individuals, that it's two edus that you could be made one without the other. And guf echad is one edus, which is all guf echad, meaning if a man says, girashti asishti, a month ago, that is just one edus. But if a man says that this Boel slept with an Eshes Ish, and that Eshes Ish who slept with this Boel happened to be my wife, those are two totally separate eduyos. So I'm going to be palgin and dibura by two eduyos, not by one edus. That it's not gufim in the sense of physical bodies, it's a guf in the sense of gufei edus. If you look at Tosos, Ploni Boel Ishti, says Tosos, Milse de Ravi hiperakam de Sanhedrin, v'kamar hasam ma'u detei ma'adam karvei salatzma aminin ava leisalishta lo'amar, kamashmulan. And the Gemara over there says that one might have thought that a person is even believed about his wife, because he's a karov to himself, but not to his wife, Kamash Malan, that he's not believed about his wife. The Kasha La Rav Rabbeinu Chaim, the Pshitu Dadam Karavetz Lishuk, Nam Bezaborer. He says, well, what kind of Havamin is that? That a person is believed to say Eidos about his wife? It's a Davar Pashut in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the third part of Sanhedrin, that a person is not believed to say Eidos about his wife, that his wife is definitely a relative of his. So what's the Havamina? So says Tosuf Yishlomer, the Afal Gav de Pasul Eidos, yes, when he's made directly about his wife, for sure he's possible, there's no havamina otherwise. But one might have thought, when he says ploni ba'alishti, since he's believed about ploni, so mitoch that he's believed about ploni, he should be believed about his wife as well. So kamash milan, that we have this concept of palgin and dibura, that we believe him about ploni, but we do not believe him about his own wife. Palgin Dibur is a major, major sugya. There's a lot to talk about, obviously. We obviously aren't going to have time to get into everything, but just some basic points of Palgin and Dibura. The Rabbeinu Yonah asks that since we say that we are, that a chelek of his edus is batel by a case of palgina dibura ploni baal ishti, the chelek of his edus that said ishti is batel, right? So frekta Rabbeinu Yonah, don't we have a klal edus shabat l'muktsasa bat l'kula? Now let's say you have two edim and one of them is nimtza karav apostle of three edim, and one of them is, and they all come together as a group, and one is nimtza karav apostle. So we say edus shabat l'muktsasa bat l'kula, the whole edus gets thrown out of the window. So just like it's we say edus shabat l'muktsasa bat l'kula in terms of the numbers of edim, we also say it in terms of the edus that is stated. Right, a person says something that's wrong, so we say edus shabat l'muktsasa bat l'kula. So why don't we say the same thing over here? That it's batel, the edus about his wife is batel, so the edus about the other guy should also be batel. So Rabbeinu Yonah says that which he's made on himself or on his wife, that's not even called edus. It doesn't have a shame edus, meaning there's what we call psule edus, and then there's what we call no shame edus at all. And the two are different from each other. Psule edus is that it's edus, it's just pasul, right? A person is a gambler or something. So what he says is edus, just pasul edus, right? Whereas when a person is being made about himself, it's not called edus when you say about yourself. And that's the chiddush that a wife has, that it's ishto kugufo as opposed to just stam kirva. Stam kirva is pasul edus. Ishto kugufo means that she's you. And therefore, it's not even pasul edus. It's not a shame edus at all. It would turn out, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, let's say you say ploni ba alachosi, right? So you're going to say, are you going to say edus shabat l'muktsas about the kuli? You're going to say palgini debura. So pashtus is, according to that, if you're going to say that achosi has a shame edus, which is pasul, so then you should say edus shabat l'muktsas about the kula. So it's a tremendous chiddush. The Meiri says no. Even if it has a shame edus, but that's the chiddush of palgina debura, is that we say that this edus shabat l'muktsas about the kula is on one edus. We say that we view this in certain circumstances as two separate eduyos. So it's not edus shabat l'muktsas about the kula. Ploni ba aleishas ish is one edus, and ishti slept with ploni is another edus. They're two separate eduyos, and we divide them. Now a lot of the rishonim, the Meiri, the Rashba, say that we're very careful in the way we phrase things over here in order to make palgina debura work. That only when you say, a guy says, ishtecha zantza imi, right? Your wife was mezana with me. So we assume, ena de mesem atzma rasha, so he's not believed about the with me part, but that your wife was mezana, that he is believed. So says the Meiri, the Rashba, that it's dafka if it's phrased in such a way where he says ishtecha zantza imi. What if he says aniza nisi im ishtecha? I was mezana with your wife. Is he believed in that case? So he says no. Then we wouldn't say palgina dibura because you can't. There are no words. There's no phrase you can take and cut out the rest and say okay, that phrase means something. Im ishtecha doesn't mean anything. Ishtecha zantza means something, and just ignore the imi part at the end. But ani zanisi im ishtecha, right? Zanisi means I did it, so that we can't take that part of the phrase. Im ishtecha doesn't mean anything alone. So palgina debura has to literally mean cutting a phrase. You have to be able to cut the phrase at a certain point and say, ah, that's edus. And we'll take that and we'll ignore the rest. But if the phrase can't be cut in such a way where you take part and not the other, so that's not going to work. The Nodeb Yudah writes that the Yisod of the Rashba is from our Gemara. Because what does the Gemara say? Ploni Ravani, and it doesn't say Ani Ravati is Ploni. Meaning, so in that case, that's Palgina, not our Gemara, but that's the typical case of Palgina Dibura, because if you say Ani Ravati, you wouldn't be able to say Palgina Dibura. And it says in our Gemara, Ploni Ba Alishti. It doesn't say Ani Basi Alishas Ploni. Why did the Gemara pick a case of Ploni ba'al ishti rather than Ani basi al ishas Ploni? Again, because it wanted to show that it's dafka if you have a way to be mechalik the dibur. But if you were to say Ani basi al ishas Ploni, then it wouldn't, you wouldn't be able to divide the dibur anywhere, and therefore it would not be a case of palgina dibura. And the Debut does a very long tshuva in Madura Kamev and Ezra Siminayin Beis. Probably the longest tshuva in Olv Nod Bihuda, where he discusses this Rashba. So in the Stiris Heter Asheni, he discusses this Rashba, this Chiddush of the Rashba, that it's dafka where you're able to cut the word, and cut the phrase, And the diuk from the fact that our Gemara chooses a case of ploni ba'al ishti rather than ani basi alishas ploni, and the Behuda's matmiya, he says, how could it be that a bar leva v'naki aseichel kamohu, that someone as brilliant as the Rashba, could get this so wrong? So that's his kasha. Why did he get it so wrong? So he says, think about the raya from our Gemara. Ploni ba'al ishti. At the end of the Gemara says, "My kamash, mon de palgini dibura, haynu hach." We already know palgini dibura, so the Gemara says, "No, you know what the real chiddush is that Adam karovets alatzma amrinan, it's a lishta lo amrinan." You might have thought, like Tosos quoted, that a person is not karovets al his wife; he's believed even about his wife. Kamash milan. That's the whole chiddush of this line of ploni baalishti. So it was no debut kasha. Why didn't it say ani baalishas ploni? Oh, must be that it's teaching us a special din in how palgini dibura works. Says not be to know. The Gemara tells us why he doesn't pick a case of Aniba Alishas Ploni, because the primary chiddush of the Gemara is to tell me that I'm considered a karovet alishti. So it has to be about my wife, not about your wife. The guy who's saying the Eidos, it has to be his wife, not the wife of the other guy. That's why the Gemara chooses such a case. So it's very shver that the Rashi would bring such a raya that seems totally off base. Okay, let's go a little weiter though. There's a lot obviously I'm plugging into Bura. Says the Gemara weiter, who David Kashachiv, there was a guy that was dying, Amrulei, they said to him, Itse Leman, where does your wife go? Meaning, what does it mean, Itse Leman? Does she need Yibum or is she Muteris L'shuk? They didn't know what her status was. Amrulehu, so he said to them, Chazi L'Kahana Rabba, she's Roy for the Kohen God. So what does it mean she's right for the Kohen Gadol? She's vadly not right. If she needs Yibum, doesn't need Yibum. Either way, she's not going to be right for the Kohen Gadol. Alman is asur the Kohen Gadol. So says the Rashbam, Chazi l'kana lav dafka. No, it doesn't mean she can marry a Kohen. El she muteres l'kaladim v'enez l'kukul yavam. She's muteres, it just means she doesn't need Yibum. Umihu l'kuhuna asira. She's not even allowed to marry a Kohen. Dalide migo de bal shamer grashi asishi net shouldn't be migo. Dalide damer de bal shamer grashi asishi neman memninim kinfrei shvazel. Meaning, why is he believed over here that my wife doesn't need yibum? The guy's on his deathbed. Why is he claiming his wife doesn't need yibum? He's not claiming he has a son, right? What's he saying? He's saying I divorced her. She's not my wife, and therefore she doesn't need yibum. Now, if he divorced her, she's a grusha. Grusha's not even allowed to marry a Kohen. Forget about the Kohen Gadol. So when he says Chazi l'Kahana Rabba, it doesn't really mean she's right for a Kohen. It just means she's right to get married to other people. She doesn't need Yibum. Tosos is also bothered by this phrase. Chazi l'Kahana Rabba says Tosos, Yesh moch gim Rabba. Some say that the phrase should be Chazi l'Kahana and leave out the word Rabba, because at the very least she definitely can't marry the Kohen Gadol, because even if she's not a Grusha, the man is dying now, so she's going to be an Almana. So one way or the other, she's also the Kohen Gadol. Some say it's just Chazi l'Kahana. But says Tosos, V'omari de Shapirgar is Rabba. No, keep the word Rabba in there. Ta'af l'Kohen Hedyot Asira. Meaning, you don't gain anything by erasing the word Rabba, because she's also to any Kohen also, to a regular Kohen also. Damitam Shomagrashtiya, you matir. V'oshay Amr Shahilo Banim. Because the whole reason we're being matir her is because the guy's saying I divorced her, not because he's saying he had children. So, and that's why she doesn't need Yibum. He's saying she's divorced, so she's also to any Kohen. Dim Kohen, how you neman? If he was saying he has children, he'd be believed. Because it's not Masi, since Zebni Neman. Umay have you Maisi Ela Milsad Rabbi Yochanan, Ela Hachi Perusho. What does the Gemara mean? Dechazi Lekana Rabba Kolomar. Eina zekuka liyibum shigirashtia dumateres lekala olam vaafilu lekohen gadol mitam zikas yivamin. Meaning, not that she's muteres to the Kohen Gadol in the sense that she's literally muteres to the Kohen Gadol, but as far as Hilchas Yibum are concerned, she's muteres to the Kohen Gadol. There's a separate issue that she's Grusha, so she's also to the Kohen Gadol. But he means, as far as Hilchas Yibum are concerned, she's glad kosher in terms of Hilchas Yibum. That's what he's saying. For the one who has the highest standards in the world, right, she's glad kosher in terms of Hilchas Yibum. That's all he means. Rav Rabbeinu Menachem Garas Chazi l'Kuhuna. It's like sometimes they ask rabbis, can I go to the movies during Sfira or whatever? So some rabbis will say, in terms of Hilchas Sfira, you can go to the movies. In terms of what's in the movies, I'm not telling, right? So that's the old line that rabbis always give. So I'm a rabbi, I shouldn't make fun. But the point is that sometimes you say, it's glad kosher in terms of a certain area of halacha. I'm not saying that it doesn't violate other areas of halacha. That's all he's saying. She's chazil kana rabba. She's chazil kana rabba in terms of yibum, not literally chazil kana rabba. For Rav Rabbeinu Menachem garas chazil kuhuna. Klomer einu zukuk liyavim chozeres lekuhunas beinasha lechel betruma. Ah, the Rabbeinu Menachem has a different girsa. Not kahana rabba, but lekuhuna. Not that she's allowed to marry a kohen. Of course she's not allowed to marry a kohen. No, chazil lekuhuna means that if she's the daughter of a kohen, she can go back to her father's house and eat truma. Right? That's what he's saying, that she doesn't need yibum. She needed yibum, she wouldn't be allowed to eat truma. Now that she doesn't need yibum, she's totally free. So she goes back to her father's house, she's allowed to eat truma. Ah, that would fit very nicely. Then you could take out the word rabba and just say chazi lakuna, and then it would fit beautifully. It's not even that partially chazi lakuna. It means literally she's ready to go back to a home of kahuna. Okay, says Gemara Vaitim. Amar Rava, my nechushla. So Rava, well, the Bach changes it to Rava. So Rava says, well, what's there to be worried about if the man says that she doesn't need yibum? Ha Amar Rabbiya Bar Rava, Amar Rabbiyachon, and Baal Shom Agrashi says she neman. After all, we know that a man who says I divorced my wife is believed. Amalei Abaye, he says, what do you mean, what is there to worry about? I'll tell you what there is to worry about. Valkias Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Rabbiyachon, and Baal Shom Agrashi says she ain't no neman. Because we know that it was said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that a husband is not believed to say that he divorced his wife. That's what there's what to be choshish about. Amalei said, no, haven't you been paying attention? V'lav milo shaninu kan l'mafreya v'kan l'abba? Isn't the baseline of our whole discussion that there's a chilik between believing him l'mafreya that he divorced his wife a month ago and believing him mikan l'abba that his wife is divorced from here on in? So he is, all he's trying to say now on his deathbed is that my wife is divorced now. He's not trying to say my wife was divorced a month ago. He can care less about a month ago. The point is, she's not going to need yibum when I die because she's divorced now. That's all he's saying. So for that, he should be believed. So didn't we make that ukimta? That he is believed in mikan l'abba? So what are you bothered by? So answers Gemara, v'ashinuyi nekum l'iswach. I'll tell you what I'm bothered by. That was an ukimta. It was an answer to a problem. So not every answer to a problem is necessarily the pshat. Is necessarily something that we could be samech on la'alacha. Amalei Rav Rav Nasan Barami Choshla says you have to be choshish for that. You have to worry that maybe that's not the correct answer for the problem, and therefore we have to be choshish that maybe she in fact does need yibum. Hahudav Muksuklan the Lesli Achi. There was a guy there was a chazaka that he didn't have any brothers. Meaning we didn't know of any brothers. It was always assumed he did not have brothers. Vamr B'shas Misa the Lesli Achi, and he said at the time of his death, I don't have any brothers. Amar Rav Yosef, my lechoshla. So Rav Yosef says, well, okay, I don't see what there is to be worried about. So he dies without any children, granted, but his wife isn't going to be zakuk to anything because there's no brother. He said he doesn't have brothers, we never heard of any brothers. So what's there worried about? First of all, there's a chazaka that he doesn't have brothers. Va'od, Hamar b'shas misa de leslei. He says at the time of death that he doesn't have brothers. So I'm like, Abaye, so I'll tell you what to worry about. Ha'amri, d'ike d'mim d'inasiyam, d'yad d'isleachi. Don't we know that there's a possibility that there are Edom somewhere else that aren't in town now who could be made that he in fact does have brothers? So isn't that something to be worried about? So says the Gemara, no. Hashtamiyas, halasnuhu kaman. But yeah, there might be Edom in Medina Sayam somewhere, but they're not here. So why do we have to worry about Edom that might or might not be Medina Sayam? Lav hainu da Rabbi Chanina, isn't that where Rabbi Chanina said, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Edom b'sadistan v'te'aser, that just because there are Edom in some distant place, we're going to make somebody else over here? So, and that's talking about by a case of a shvuya, right? That shvuya, we know, a woman comes and says, I was captured, but tahorani. No one ever raped me, and therefore I was I'm totally tahor, and nothing ever happened to me. So we say, look, we didn't know that she was captured. She's the one that told us she was captured. So apesh asar hu apesh hitir, we're going to believe her that she said the tahorani. Maybe there are edim somewhere that she was captured and that she was nitmeis or whatever. There are edim somewhere far away, so we're going to have to hold back her nemanis over here. We don't know that there are such edim that exist. If they were here right in front of us, we'd listen to what they have to say. But just because there's a possibility that there might be edim somewhere far away that should change our din Torah over here, no. So the same thing over here by the case of yibum. Amalei Abaye says, no, you can't compare the two cases. If we're going to be makel by a shvuya, we're going to be makel by an ishus ish. There's a big difference. By a shvuya, it's a stam to be choshesh for a lav, but an ishus ish, you're talking about a chiv misa. So we're going to be makel to believe by an ishus ish. that maybe there are Edim, that there are no Edim anywhere, that the guy doesn't have brothers? We're not going to be Mekel like that. Yeah, we have to be concerned about that. What's the Echitimsa? A guy doesn't have brothers. No one ever heard of a brother. He says he doesn't have brothers. We have to interview every person in the entire world before we matter his wife? Meaning, we really have to be worried that maybe somewhere in Africa there are two guys that know of a brother of his? It's a very shver vars. What do you mean there are two? Sometimes it happens. But how often does that happen? When would you ever have a case where a guy doesn't have brothers and therefore doesn't need Yibum? Right, if you always have to be worried that there's a brother somewhere else. So it says Tosos, no, it's not Stam that we're making up, we're inventing in our own brains that the guy has a brother. That would be ridiculous. It says Tosos, V'hachi Pirusho, Hayatza Kol Hacha, Sha'omrim Di'ikedim B'mdina Siyan. Rumors are abound that there are Edim somewhere that know that this guy has brothers. Not that we stomp say, oh, maybe there are Edim somewhere. No, there are rumors abound over here that there are Edim somewhere that know that he's brothers. Now, that know that he has brothers. Now, none of those Edim are here, but there's rumors that there are Edim that exist. Now, you have to be careful, Tos says over here. Just like it's not talking about a case where we have no reason to be concerned he has brothers, it's also not talking about a case where we know that there are Edim and they're just not available to us. Meaning, if we know for sure that there are Edim in Africa somewhere, we just don't know where they are, we can't locate them right now, we can't bring them back right now, then that's a different issue. If we know for sure that there are Edim somewhere, no one would ever say a Svara, well, what do I care, they're not here, and therefore we don't have to worry about it. No, if you know that there's evidence out there, that evidence needs to be gathered, and you can't possibly until you gather that evidence. The whole Shaila is that over here we don't know that there's evidence out there. There's a possibility that there might be evidence out there because that's what people are saying. Right? And now he goes back to what we said originally. If you're going to say that Stam, we're saying, who knows? Maybe there are Edim, but we have no reason to believe that there are Edim. Then for sure there's nothing to be concerned about. That's none. If a guy wants to say, I have no brothers, and there's no call against him, so he's believed. Because Migo, if he wanted to pater her right now by giving her a get, he could pater her from Yibum. So he's believed to say, I don't have any brothers. That's a Davar Pashut. The only Chiddush over here is that once there's a call going out that there are Edim, that he does have brothers, that ruins his ability to say that I don't have brothers. The daughters of Marshmuel were captured, and the Gemara over there asks, but maybe there are Edim in Medina Sayyam. But if there's no call going out, so there's no reason for us to be concerned on our own, maybe there are Edim. Because if a woman says, I was captured, but Tahorani, nothing happened to me, she's believed. It's only when there's a call against her that it's going to be a problem. So that's one issue. Another very important issue that's dealt with in the Rishonim over here is, what's this chilik that we're distinguishing between a case of Yavama, right, being Matir Yavama Lashuk, that we have to be concerned that maybe there's something to this call and there are Edim out there, versus a Shvuya, where there's no reason to be concerned. What's the whole chilik between the two? So if you look at the Rashbam writes, by Shvuyas we're always very makel. In Maseches Ksubis there are a lot of kulas out there about a Shvuya. Even an Isha together with another aide are believed to say that she's Tahora. And the reason we're very makel with the Shvuya is because just because her captors had her alone in a room doesn't necessarily mean that she had beer with them. Women will do anything it takes not to get raped. So she'll do whatever it takes not to have beer with the captor. V'ukma cheskasa, and therefore she has a chazaka that she was untouched. V'isra kalhu imnisis l'kohen. And it's only a lesser isser if she goes and marries a kohen. Right? Because we don't know for sure that anything really happened. But nekel be'eshes ish bitmiya. But are we going to be makel by an eshes ish? Di'ika isser chenek, where there's an isser chenek involved? V'arehi b'cheskas isra adata. Up until now, she's an Eshes Ish, and she's Becheskas Yisro Chenek. So how, Valta Tirena Misafik, if you're not sure if they're Edim, whether she's Mutaris Lushuk or not, you can't be Matir Misafik, she's Nisro Chenek. Kim Damri Inchi, Dik Edim Medina Siyam, she's a Kukuli Avam. Because people are saying that there are Edim Medina Siyam, that she needs Yibum. So fractal the achronim. What's Rashbam talking about Isser Chenek? Isser Chenek is while she's still married to the guy. What are we worried about over here? Not while she's still married to the guy that we're going to be mad to her. The guy's going to die. He's a shchiv mira. And the issue is, once he dies, is she mutaris l'shuk? Can she marry other guys? Or does she have to wait for Yibum or Chalitza till they find a brother somewhere and do Yibum or Chalitza? The Isser Yivam l'shuk, that's not an Isser Chenek. The Isser Yivam l'shuk is an Isser Lav. It has nothing to do with Chenek. So what's Rashbam emphasizing? Oh, ish, this is severe, this is Chenek. No, it's not. We're not talking about ish. We're talking about Yivam l'shuk. So that's what the Bach, uncharacteristically, there's a long Bach over here, which has a whole Torah in the Rashbam, instead of just correcting a girsa, right? The Bach over here, Nos Vav, Nir Be'enai, Afal Gav Da Achshavein the Eishas Ish, Veleka Chenek, Kiyam Lav, Delosia Eishas HaMeis HaChutza, even though now there is no Eishas Ish issue, it's purely a Lav of Yevam L'Shuk, Mikal Mokam Me'achar Dekodim Shemeis Bay La'Haisa B'Cheskas Eishas Ish, I die in Becheskas also Isr Omedes. Vizeu Isr Chenek. Lo Chenek Mamish, Rak Isr Chenek. Shahay Balon Stalik Mena Ad Shnif from Mizikas Yivama. Says the Bach, very fascinating. He says, granted, when her husband died, the Isr of her marrying other people went from an Isr Chenek to an Isr Lav. But she never had a Shas Heter. She never had a moment where she was Mutaris L'Shuk, and now she becomes Asr again. If she had a Shas Heter, you would never refer to this as an Isr Chenek. But she was Becheskas Asura to the whole world while she was married, and that never changed. So it's a continuation of that Isur Chenek. Now, would she actually get Chenek for sleeping with somebody else? No. It would only be a Lav. But it's a continuation. That Chazaka is a continuation of the Isur Chenek. And he says, that's why the Rashbam is careful. He doesn't say Di'ika Chenek. No, there's no Chenek. Di'ika Isur Chenek. There's an Isser Chenek, meaning that the same Isser of her being an Eishes Ish is now extended, granted it's been weakened to a Lav, but it's extended from that original Isser, and that gives it a certain Chomer, that gives it a certain Chumra that we treat it with such severity, even though in reality it's not actually Chenek. That's the Chiddush of the Bach, the only way to read the Rashbam probably. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Ze achi eino neman. If a person says, this guy is my brother, so he's not believed. So, So what do the other brothers say? If the other brothers say, yeah, this guy is our brother, this you have to go back to the Mishnah to understand exactly what's going on. The Mishnah in yesterday's daf, we didn't have a shir yesterday, but there was still the Mishnah, the daf still goes on. So if a guy, the Mishnah in yesterday's daf says, if a guy identifies, this is my brother, he's not Neman, but he's not Neman in terms of taking away Yerusha from his other brothers. Now, let's say there's Reuven and Shimon, our brothers, and then Shimon says, yeah, Levi's also a brother. So you're not going to take away some of Reuven's Yerusha to split it with Levi, because why should you do that? Reuven never claimed Levi's his brother, but Shimon claimed Levi's his brother, so Shimon's going to have to take his own Yerusha and split it with Levi. Right? Yitali mo b'chalko. Mace, that when Levi then dies, that chelek that Shimon split with him goes back to Shimon. Right? If Levi gets Yerusha from somewhere else, gets money from somewhere else, so then his brothers will all Yarshnim. Reuven also gets a part of that Yerusha. So that's the halacha of the Mishnah. It seems to be so itself, because why should Reuven get any of Levi's Yerusha? According to Reuven, they're not brothers, right? Only according to Shimon, they're brothers. Okay, so the Gemara is going to deal with all this. So, frankly, Gemara, what's Reuven saying? If Reuven's saying, yeah, he's my brother, why does Levi only get a chelek of Shimon v'sulo and not also get to be poches from Reuven's chelek? Ella must be the ka'amri lavachinuhu. Must be that Reuven's saying, Levi is not my brother. Well, then, Ema Seifa, if Reuven's saying Levi is not my brother, the Seifa of the Mishnah says, Naflo nechasim makom acher, that if Levi has money from somewhere else, and then Levi dies, Yerushua chivimo, Reuven also gets a part of that Yerusha. But why should Reuven get a part of that Yerusha amri le lavachvanahu? Didn't Reuven say that Levi's not my brother? So answers Gemara, Latzricha de ka'amri, Einonu Yodin. No, it must be that Reuven is saying, I don't know if Levi's my brother or not. He's saying, Stam, Safek, he has no idea. So Amar Rava says, Ah, Zosa Meres, this is exactly the case. Manu libi yadcha. One guy says to another, you owe me $100, Valomer, Eini Yodeya. And the Nitva says, maybe yes, maybe no, I have no idea if I owe you money. Pater, so you're pater. So in this case, what's the case? Levi says, you're my brother. Levi says to Reuven, you owe me a chelik of the Yerusha because I'm your brother. What does Reuven respond? Not, you're not my brother. He's not kofar hakol. He says, I don't know. Maybe I am your brother, maybe I'm not. So he's pater. So you see, that's exactly the same case. Abaye amar li'olamei melachayev. Abaye will say, no, maybe in the manali biyadcha case, you could be chayev. V'shayni hacha, but still over here, Reuven's not going to have to share the Yerusha. Dekimanali achar biyadcha dami. Because this isn't manali biyadcha, it's manali achar biyadcha. Meaning that over here, it's different because the Safek himself doesn't really know. He doesn't have a tainas vadai, that I'm for sure your brother. Levi himself doesn't know if he's Reuven's brother. And therefore, we keep the money b'cheskas mari. We keep the money b'chazaka of whoever has it, and therefore, Levi cannot take money away from Reuven. Okay, there's obviously a lot to talk about in terms of bari v'shema, very important tosos, but we only got 5 minutes and we got to finish the daf. So just know that there's what to talk about. Okay, that's an important tosos on the bottom of Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Misha meis v'nimtzeis daitiki kshura li recho. A guy dies and they find a daitiki tied on his thigh. The Gemara is going to explain. Daitiki is a shtar that he writes as a shchiv mira of what he wants done with his possessions, and they find it tied on his thigh, meaning no one else wrote it and put it there because it was on him, it was on his person, right? So obviously it was his. Harezu ein klum. Still, it's garbage. We don't listen to it. Zika bal acher bein min yarshin bein chein min yarshin. But if he actually did a kinyan, the shchiv mirah was mezakeh that shtar daitiki to somebody, whether that somebody was a yoresh or whether that someone was not a yoresh, still the person is kona whatever it is that's in that daitiki, that's in that shtar. Tan rabbanan ezuhi daitiki. What is a daitiki? Kol shekasuba da tehei lemekam velios. Daitiki is it's an abbreviation of the phrase da tehei lemekam velios, that this should be to be established and to be. Ve'ezihi matana, and what is a matana as opposed to daitiki? Kol shekasuba mehayom la'achar misa. Anytime it says that this gift is being given mehayom la'achar misa. Wait a second, the Gemara says. Only if you say me'ayom alachar misa, that's a lashon matana? What if you say I'm giving it to you me'achshav? Is that not a lashon matana? Am rabbi hachi kamer. Now this is what we mean. Ezuhi matanas bari shehi kim matnas shchiv me'ra, delo kani alachar misa. What kind of matana can a healthy person give that will act as a matnas shchiv me'ra, where the kinyan will only be chal, where the item will only belong to the recipient after the giver dies? How can you work that out if you're a bari? Kol shekasal b'mayom alachar misa. Only if you write such a lashon, mayom alachar misa. If you write me'achshav, the kinyan is chal right now. If you want it to only be chal after you die, you need such a lashon, mehayom alachar misa. Yasav rabba bar rav huna be'achsadra debay rav, v'yasav akamra mishmeid rabbi yochanan. They were sitting together. Shchiv merasha amar kisvu tnu manal ploni umeis ein kos v'nosin in shemelo gamalak nosel b'shtar. If a man is a shchiv mer and he says, I want you to write a shtar and give manal ploni in that shtar, and then he dies before the shtar was written, you don't write the shtar for him because maybe he only wanted to be maknim with a shtar, vein shtar la'achar misa, and the rule is that there's no shtaros la'achar misa. So since the shtar didn't happen while he was alive, the shtar can't happen afterwards. You can't just give the manal ploni afterwards because maybe he only wanted to be maknim al yidei shtar, and if you can't do it al yidei shtar, then there's no makna at all. Amalu Rabbi Lazar is daru bar Rav Shizvi. Rav Shizvi was careful about this. Amar Rabbi Lazar, is daruba. You should be careful about this. Rav Shizvi Amar, Rabbi Lazar Amar. Rav Shizvi said that Rabbi Lazar is the one who said this. Varmalu Rabbi Yochanan is daruba, and Rabbi Yochanan was the one who confirmed that is daruba. But Rabbi Lazar was the one who said the original idea. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Kavasid Rav Shizvi Mistavra. Rav Shizvi seems to be the more logical shita. Iyan Bishlam Rabbi Lazar Amra, Itzrik Rabbi Yochanan Lasude Aled Rabbi Lazar. If you say that Rabbi Lazar is the one that said it, so I understand you need Rabbi Yochanan to be made about Rabbi Lazar, his Talmud, that you should believe him. Because Rabbi Lazar was the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan is going to come and confirm, yes, believe what Rabbi Lazar says, what Rabbi Lazar's Shita, it's actually a valid Shita. Eli'i Amrit, Rabbi Yochanan Amra. But if you can say Rabbi Yochanan is the one that originally said it, Isrik Rabbi Lazar la Sude Aled Rabbi Yochanan Rabbe. Does Rabbi Lazar then need to say, yeah, my Rebbe was right? You need a Talmud to come and say that. Va'od, and furthermore, Tashemad Rabbi Lazar Amra. I'll bring you a raya that Rabbi Lazar is one that said it. The Shalach Rav Mishmed Rabbi Yavahu. Have a yodim Shalach Rabbi Lazar the Gol Mishum Rabbeinu. Rabbi Lazar sent the message to Gol. Shchiv Mirash Amar Kisvu Tznu Manel Ploni. Umeis. Exactly that statement. So you see, it was attributed to Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Tibadek," that you have to search into it. My tibadek. What does tibadek mean? Kiyas Rav Dimi Amar Daitiki Mivatelas Daitiki. That a Daitiki could be Mivatel another Daitiki. That maybe he wrote another Daitiki, and that second Daitiki would be Mivatel the first one. Shchiv Marasha Amar Kisvu Tznuman Al Ploni Yemeis Rowan Im Kemiyafes Kofro Kalsun Mumlav In Kalsun. A Shchiv Marasha says, write over to this person that he should get a mana from me, and then he dies before they wrote anything. So it's not automatic that you don't listen. If we think he was only saying write it to be Miyapes Kocho, but not because he was makbe that it should only be done Ali De Ksiva, so then we're going to allow it to happen. But if it was not to be Miyapes Kocho, it was only because he wanted a dafke in writing, then we're not going to write it for him. Masr Rabbi Abraham Amal Bari Shamar Kisvu Tznuman Al Ploni Yemeis Ein Kosu Minostin. A Bari does the same thing. We do not write it Hashchiv Mira Kosu Minostin. But why should by Hashchiv Mira? Why should we be Kosu? No, the implication therefore is by Hashchiv Mira you're automatically Kosu Minostin. So who Mosav Lava Huma Farikla? He asks the Kasha. He answers it. Be Miapes Kocha. That the case is where he's clearly trying to be Miapes Kocha. That's when you're for sure Kosu Minostin because that's all he wanted to accomplish. Just get to the Mishnah. Hechi dami miyapes kocho. What does it mean that you want to be miyapes kocho? Kedam Rav Chista v'kanina minei mosif al matantada. Like Rav Chista says that when you use such a lashon v'kanina minei mosif al matantada, you're just trying to add extra koach to the matana. Hachinami damar af ksova v'chasumu v'havulei. So if you're also you're saying I'm so serious about this, you could write it, you could sign it, you could put a sign seal, deliver. This is something I'm very serious about. That's all he's trying to say. Not that he only wants to give it al yedei. A star. Itmar Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel Halacha Kosvim Nosnin V'chein Amar Rava Amar Rav Nachman Halacha Kosvim Nosnin. The halacha is if the guy says I want to be Kosvim Nosnin and we assume it's Miyapes Kocho, then you can be Kosev even though he died before you had a chance to be Kosev. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up from the Mishnah Kof Lamed Vav Amar Aleph.